I see our the man of the hour has arrived, and I want you to know that we will miss you, John Michael. My first exposure to him, my first impression, I really liked the guy. You know why? Because he came on a Wednesday morning, or Wednesday evening, and said, "Are you Pastor Mike?" "Yeah, I'm Pastor Mike." "Well, I just listened to 7 hours of your sermons, and this is the place I need to be." Now, did you get that? Did you really listen to 7 hours of sermons?
Well, I lied to you.
Maybe.
No.
But, John Michael, we are thankful we prayed. You know, and here's the problem. When we pray, God may give the answer that we don't really want. And so we prayed for you to find work, gainful employment. And he's done that down in Atlanta or the Atlanta area. So come on up. Share with us your testimony of grace, where you're going. And
good morning, brothers and sisters. This is a surprise to me. The other day, Mike and I had lunch, and he said, "Hey, I'd like you to get up and say a few words, you know, on Sunday, and to come in and see my ugly mug right here." It's humbling, I'll tell you what. It's humbling. A lot of us can be vain, and when we look at a picture of ourselves like this on our church program, and you say, "Oh," you start looking at all your lines and your gray hair, and that's our flesh. And by the grace of God, I'm dying to the flesh more and more, and I see that, and I feel that. And let me just start by what Pastor Mike had said a second ago. You know, three and a half years ago, when I first came here, I was living in the flesh with a young lady, middle-aged lady up in Williamstown. Had my sons here with their mother in Bridgeton. I was living with her as a married couple should live, but we weren't married. And she satisfied my flesh in every way. And what started off as a whisper, the Holy Spirit, I believe, in my ear saying, "Hey, this isn't right. You're not doing right," became a roar over 2.5-3 year period. I mean, I'd be in the shower, I'd be laying there at night tossing and turning, you know, I wasn't living in the spirit, I was living in the flesh, and I was being convicted of that. And I just came to the point in my life where I decided that, you know, well, I didn't come to a point in my life, the Lord put me on my back. I had a stroke. And I was in the VA hospital down in Ellesmere, Delaware for 6 days. And she was laying right there by my side like a faithful companion and rubbing my brow and fixing my food. And, you know, and I started thinking that just wasn't right. And the Lord could have just took me right then. How could I go before my Heavenly Father? I was a Christian then. I didn't know anything about Reformed theology, but I was a Baptist, and I had prior experiences and had been active in my church down in Tallahassee and stuff, but I'd drifted far away from the Lord, and I throw him a little kitty biscuit every once in a while before eating, and, you know, "Heavenly Father, thank you for this food, amen," you know, things like that, but nothing from the heart. So as I laid there in my hospital bed, looking at my life and thanking God for sparing me, because the biggest thing on my head at that time was, what if I would have had to go before Christ and give an account of my life? What could I say? Nothing I could say. Still, nothing I can say. Even after living in the Spirit for the past couple of years, you know, we're still not worthy of heaven. But I've realized a lot of things by learning more about Reformed theology. I'm going to tell you what opened my eyes more than anything was the 5 points of Calvin, TULIP. And as I started to look at that and study that a little bit, it just really opened my eyes and answered a lot of questions that I've had throughout my life. And it gave me a better understanding. But anyhow, I know I only got 10 minutes, and I thought that was going to be too long, but as I'm thinking about all the things I can say, probably not enough time, but I'll cut it short and just say I started attending the Church of the Nazarene. I texted my brother, hey, what do you know about the Church of the Nazarene? He gave me this text that I was like, what's he talking about? You know, well, they observe a triune God, and they're Arminian, and I'm Reformed, and you know, all that was foreign to me. So anyway, I got on the internet. I pulled up local Reformed PCA churches. He said, you know, try to find your PCA church, local, not PCUSA. Then he put in parentheses, liberal trash. But that's me and my brother's talk. Anyway, he said, a PCA church. So I found this church, and I listened to 5 to 11 hours of pastor sermons. Anyway, I came on a Wednesday night, met Mr. Art, God bless you, brother, and several other people in the church that show up on Wednesdays to study God's Word, the Hugheses, and several other people. And I started to grow. The Lord just got into my heart. He rekindled the fire in my spirit. And I was being discipled by different men and not judged and loved. And I saw that in this congregation. I saw that, wow. You know, I've been to churches where, you know, people put on their church face. They come in, bless your heart, how are you this morning? And, you know, but I saw a real genuine love in here. And I like that. I didn't feel like anyone was judging me, and anyone was, how dare you, how could you, you know. And I saw a humble pastor that would get up here and shed a tear and talk about his own shortcomings and his own battles with sin. And wow, I mean, that's what I needed. So I just want to say that I've established a lot of relationships in here. I've met a lot of people in here, and I love you all. And I plan on when I'm up here, by all means, coming, whether it's a Wednesday night, a Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be coming back and seeing my children. And as long as they decide to stay up here, they're welcome to come down to Georgia with me. And but one more thing I want to say. I've seen blessings come my way in these past 2-3 years that were unfathomable when I lived in the Spirit. I mean, I'm constantly just, Lord, thank you. I give him thanks for everything, from sparing me from stumbling over something and busting my head on the ground. Nights when I'm out there delivering bread, I'll step halfway on a pallet that, you know, I could have wiped out. I'll just, Lord, thank you. You know, a close call with a vehicle, Lord, thank you. You know, and I give thanks in everything, in all things, and. I feel that I'm reaping rewards on this earth. I know we store our riches in heaven, and I look so forward to that one day of being glorified and not having any more pain and any more sorrow and any more things of the world. But while I'm on this world, I'm starting to feel a little bit of a payoff, for lack of a better word, by living in obedience and living obediently. I still struggle with sin. I still sin, but I turn to Christ and I recognize that. And I say, Lord, I'm weak. Lord, help me. Lord, continue to mold me, work on me, shape me to in your image. And it's from a sincere heart. And I want to be a cheerful giver. And I want to be a loving, humble person. And I see all the benefits of living in the Spirit that I never saw before. I heard solid Christian men talk about, you know, the new lease on life that they've had and stuff. I'm living testimony to that. I mean, I have a new lease on life, and I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams, and I continue to be blessed. And I love you people. I really do. And I thank you for giving me a couple moments to get up here and give my testimony. All right? All right. Thank you.
Thank you, John Michael.